And it's time for another Doc Talk here on Q92. And this morning we're going to visit with Anna Lewis. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. I should mention you're with, Johns Memorial?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Johns Memorial Health Services. And Anna is a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, correct?
Great job, Paul. You got it.
That's a mouthful.
Mouthful.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us again, Anna. You liking the fall weather? Warm weather?
I'm loving it. It's beautiful.
It's been
a very nice evening.
Yeah, very nice evening. With no bugs, anyway. So.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I like fall, too. Anna, what are we going to talk about this morning?
Yeah, Paul. So this month of September is Suicide Prevention Month, and so I'm just going to talk a little bit about suicide prevention and how to help one another through that.
Good. Yeah, that's an important subject, isn't it?
It is. It affects most people. Have probably know somebody or have been directly affected by it, and I think that's a big misconception, is, you know, not asking people if they're doing okay. Or I think that's part of the starting that conversation is, hey, are you having thoughts of suicide? Don't be afraid to ask that question.
Right.
Especially if you're seeing changes in their behavior, you know, if they've had increased stressors, are they more sad, isolating? Those kind of things are going to be the red flags. Hey, we better check in on this person.
Right. Yeah, let's talk about this important subject, that's for sure.
Yeah, I would say making sure that you are not afraid to ask that question. It is a tough question, but it sometimes that question could be what prevents a person from going through with suicide. And having those strong connections in our lives are extremely important. Mm-hmm. Having that person you can connect with that you trust. And I think also to note, suicidal thoughts can affect anyone. Suicidal thoughts are very common, but do not allow that to be considered normal. If people are having those suicidal thoughts, encouraging them to reach out, or if you are their help, guiding them through that and helping them to seek help. You know, there's now the crisis line, 988, if you are in danger of harming yourself or wanting to kill yourself. The other option is, of course, always to call 911 or present to the ER to get that help. I think in order to prevent suicides, like I said, asking those tough questions, connecting with your people. There's no single approach to prevent suicide, so knowing your people and being able to lean in on one another, that connection, I can't stress that part enough. It is the 12th leading cause of death in the United States. And sadly, the second leading cause of death for ages 10 through 14.
Right. And it affects so many people, doesn't it?
It does. It affects your family members, your friends. You know, the list kind of can go on of all the people that are affected.
Yeah. I'm going to just share a little experience that I had, Anna.
Yeah.
You know, I had a friend that was very, very depressed. And, you know, he was on medication and he wasn't taking his medication. I was really concerned for him, but I did not know how to start the conversation with him. You know, how to bring this up. Are you thinking about, you know, killing yourself, or are you having thoughts like that? I didn't know how to. It was hard for me to start the conversation with him. Let's just put it that way. I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, that is a very normal feeling, I think. But I think to get out to the public that it is okay to ask those tough questions, because mm-hmm. At the end of the day, that might be saving that person's life. Because if nobody's asking that question and they're already in that deep thought, deep depression, whatever life has presented them that's maybe got them to this place, I need to know that you care, right? And that I don't have to follow through with that plan. And nobody ever, I don't think people, you know, intentionally go, I'm going to get to this deep, dark place, so this is what I do. There's usually factors into getting us there, and depression is a huge part of that. Anxiety can cause the suicidal thoughts. So getting that treatment, of course, is hopefully helps prevent you getting to that place. But, and you know, of course, that is another challenge, people asking for help. So being that brave friend, family member, peer, whatever it is, coworker, hey, I noticed that you're just haven't been yourself. Are you having any thoughts of harming yourself? Are you having thoughts of killing yourself? I actually went to a suicide prevention class, and they, you know, They said, don't just ask, are you going to harm yourself? Are you at risk for harming yourself? Actually directly ask, do you have plans to kill yourself? Because being more blunt about it can help bring it to the surface.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be depressed either, right?
No.
Okay.
That's why I said the anxiety. Often, actually, more of the anxious person can get there to that state of mind where they can't see through anything good because they've got all these racing thoughts.
Yeah, like the, you know, they can't see past their issues or whatever, but, you know, the sun will come up in the morning and another day, so.
Right.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, something that we all should be aware of and we all should be talking about, really.
Exactly.
Probably save some lives, so.
Exactly.
All right, anything else you'd like to mention, Anna? Did we cover everything there? Or?
I think we did. I mean, connect with your people and have no fear in asking for help. I want you to know I'm available in Dawson. If you are seeking that treatment and are feeling like you're down, come see me, please. I have some extra tools we can help work you through that and get you to a better spot in daily living. So
that's right.
I want to help you.
That's the big step. The first step is reaching out, right?
Yep, exactly.
And it's just a phone call away for help or, So how can they schedule an appointment with you, Anna?
Yeah, they just go ahead and call Johnson Memorial and ask for an appointment with Anna Lewis, and we'll get you set up from there.
All right. Real good, Anna. Thank you. A very important subject to talk about this morning, that's for sure.
Yes. Thanks, Paul, for having me today.
Yep. Anna Lewis, a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner with Johnson Memorial Health Services. This has been another Doc Talk here on Q92.